Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Well, boy, oh boy, can you believe it? Tomorrow is the premiere of Ozark on Netflix, the Jason Bateman thing. We've heard so much about it. And William Holtz from Lake TV is here. First of all, William, it is so cool to have you in here this morning, man.
Kev, thank you so much for having me. I'll tell you what, nice digs you guys got here.
Well, he walked in and he was like, wow, this is a nice studio you got.
It really is.
I'd like to take credit for it, but I really can't. Not my money. Well, not directly anyway, but you know.
You help earn it, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, there you go. That's right. But, you know, one of the things that's really, we're so excited about this, you got a chance to hang out with Jason Bateman while this whole thing was happening here. What was your role there with the show?
I was fortunate enough to get hired as a director of extras casting for the portion they shot down here at Lake of the Ozarks on the series. And so I was a liaison to the production supervisor. And yeah, I got to hang out and work directly with Jason Bateman, his associate producers, and of course, the supervisor of production, Larissa Michelle, who was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, I got to actually bring on the extras for the part they shot down here, and they needed anywhere from 30 to 60 extras depending on, you know, what scene it was for some of those scenes they needed extras on. But I'll tell you, it was an incredible experience, and as you said, the series comes out tomorrow.
10 episodes, right?
Is that
right?
All 10.
Yeah, that's what you gotta love about Netflix, man. Come on. You know, that's the way people watch TV now. It really is. We don't want to wait week to week. We want to see it all now.
Right,
we've got gratification society. You know?
That's the society we live in, and I'm guilty, Kev. Yeah. I got a watch party planned Friday with some of my friends and some people that I hired on for the series. We're gonna watch it together and just enjoy that. I've been looking very forward to it. And obviously, the trailers make it look very, very enticing.
How much did you get to know Jason Bateman?
Actually, it was funny. The way that I got introduced to Jason Bateman was I was just a production assistant to start, and we had to stop. He has very, very good skin, as you guys can probably see, and he doesn't like bugs, and he likes sunblock.
Oh, he came to the wrong place for that.
Well, he knew that, yeah. And so one of my orders was we had to stop and get him a plethora of bug spray. He had bullfrog. He had two different kinds outside of that. And so I had a couple of sunblocks and like three different kinds of bug spray. And Larissa, the production supervisor, she says, so go give those to JB. That's what we call them.
JB.
And so he had not met me yet from, you know, anyone. And yeah. I literally walk up to him with all these sunscreens and lotions. And I look at him and he kind of starts looking through them. Well, Kev, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm a little bull. Don't really, didn't get too starstruck. I mean, it was Jason Bateman, but like, you know, you're still a human. And so he looks at him and he goes, nah. He kind of says, no to all of them. And so my initial reaction, I toss these five bottles at him and I go, well, I'm not holding them, you hold them.
Oh,
I stopped for you for this.
Good first impression, man.
I did. And he actually chuckled and he said, what's your name? And I said, I'm William. And he says, hang close. So he liked that I was just, you know, had that human nature with
him. Had you been a fanboy, that might have gone totally different.
Right, which, you know, I was a big Arrested Development fan. I love his work.
I love that show, yeah.
And a lot of his movies, and you know, and he's very talented. But
he's a very versatile actor.
We're learning,
I mean, you know, because, yeah, obviously comedy from Arrested Development and other things, but, I mean, it's a very different sort of role for him.
Which shocked me because, you know, initially meeting with locations when they came down, well before Jason Bateman had come down to scout out and make sure this was the right area to shoot some of these scenes, I was under the idea the series was a little different, you know, and when you see the trailers and you realize how dark it ends up being, just the spin it has, and I mean, it's a very, very complex, very, very entertaining series. You just don't expect that from Jason Bateman, and you're right, and it was a different role, and it really did showcase just how diverse he is as an actor.
One of the things I've heard it compared to, and again, I'm a huge Breaking Bad fan, love that show. I've heard it described as a cross between Breaking Bad and, say, Fargo. One of the concerns, I was talking to somebody a few days back, and I said, hey, I'm going to be talking to one of the guys who was involved in the show. He said, my only concern is, how are they going to portray our area and the Lake of the Ozarks? Because it is a very dark show. It's about a crime, and he's, I guess, a money launderer and other types of things. What do you think about that?
I do see it from both sides of the spectrum. I could understand that could frighten people, but then you also have to look at the facts. And if you look at Albuquerque, New Mexico, which is, you know,
Breaking Bad
was not just set there, it was also shot there. It's done wonders for their economy and for, you know, tourists and people coming in because they want to be part of that feel.
Show
of
me
what
that
is.
Car wash.
Right.
You know, yeah.
You know, just right. like anyone, you see something on TV, in a TV show, on a movie, on the internet that's went viral. If you go on that location, you want to be part of that. So although it's a darker series than what we had originally anticipated, it is just going to showcase how beautiful the Ozarks truly is. And just, you know, it's still a huge vacation destination, but it showcases, guess what? You can come down here and you can really be a family and mm-hmm. kind of start over. And that's, you know, part of the premise of the story.
What was Jason's reaction and maybe some of the other crew that you met to being here? Because I would imagine for a lot of them, it was the first time they were ever in the Ozarks.
It was. And, you know, actually, Wes Hagen, who is, he was a location manager, mm-hmm. he worked on Selma, the Martin Luther, wow. and then he just won a big award for his work on Hidden Figures. I'm sure you've seen that.
Oh, that was a great movie.
He was a location
was
manager
fantastic.
On that and the accountant. So he's done some big time stuff. He worked on this series. He actually had vacationed here before. And so that's one of the reasons he was scouting the certain areas he was. And, you know, they thought it was kind of what they thought it was going to be. But Jason Bateman and some of the guys were surprised. They saw the Ozarks as being hillbilly ridden.
Run
down, just fishermen. And when they actually saw the vacation side, the glamorous, the businesses, just the landmarks, you know, they were very, very impressed. You know, and a lot of them actually are coming back or have been back since the first shoot they had down near the Ozarks because it's such a great location and they kind of caught hold of that.
I know people want to know when they're watching the show tomorrow. And again, we're talking to William Holtz from Lake TV. And William was directors of Extras Casting. And one of the things that people want to know is, all right, when I'm watching this tomorrow on Netflix, where was it filmed exactly? Like, what am I looking for? What landmark should I look for?
One of the real noticeable landmarks you'll see in even the trailer was Lover's Leap.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw...
And for those not familiar, explain where that is.
Well, Lover's Leap is actually in the Greenview area. You get to it through Greenview, and then it's down a couple of lake roads. I mean, I had
go down
never...
five and, yeah.
Right. I had actually never even been there until we scouted, and I rode, you know, with the crew.
Right.
So close, I live in Sunrise Beach, and I had heard of Lover's Leap, but I mean, it's... You can see the lake from it, beautiful. I believe you can see the Lodge of the Four Seasons across the way. But it, what it is, it's an old place that got the name Lover's Leap because...
For obvious reasons, I guess. For, it looks like...
obvious reasons, but the scene that it's used for in there is... You'll see in the show, I don't want to give too much away,
right,
but, you know,
right,
Jason Bateman gets down to the Ozarks. Marty Bird is actually his name in the series, gets down here, and he's just kind of standing there, and he has this moment of clarity, realizing what all... has truly transpired in his life now that he's relocated his family down here to this quaint little lake of the Ozarks, you know, to try to hide away and launder money. And he has that moment right there on Lover's Leap, which is a beautiful landmark for the Ozarks. And then we also shot down, I don't know how much of it's changed for the series, shot on the Bagnell Dam Strip with Stewart's Cafe.
That's what a lot of people were wondering. It's like, okay, am I going to see some restaurants there that I know? I mean, did they cover up the signs for them? Or do you know in post-production? Or do you know? Or
I don't know post-production. I know during the shoot, none of the signs were covered up. You know, a lot of that, we shot inside the arcade, the Dogpatch Arcade.
Yeah.
On the Strip, there was a significant scene shot in there. And, you know, I don't know if they used the exterior shots of that during the show, but I know that a very significant scene with Jason Bateman and a young kid was actually shot inside that arcade,
cool.
on the Strip, of course. And then, you know, Ahana Resort is, of course, what the resort that is. Long story, I'm sure people have read the reports, but Bill DeBoyk, who actually wrote the series, wrote The Judge, The Accountant. He's one of the bigger writers right now. He's from St. Louis in Hollywood. He actually vacationed down at the Ozarks from St. Louis, and he worked at Ahana Resort when he was a teenager. So that's how this all kind of started down here in the Ozarks, is this big-time Hollywood writer from St. Louis vacationed down and worked at Ahana Resort.
Seeing everything from the vantage point that you did, William, did it change the way you look at the way TV and maybe movies are made? Or did you have an idea maybe going in what it was going to look like, and then you're like, oh, that's how they do it, or this is what it's like, or maybe it's not as glamorous as everybody thinks. What was your personal reaction to it?
It was mind-blowing, to be honest, just to see how much truly goes into it. You know, because I get to produce stuff on a smaller scale here,
like
locally.
TV. Sure,
you know, and so I thought I had an idea, but when you actually see what goes into these big-time million-dollar productions and these TV shows that are seen across the country and even world and these big-time movies, I mean, at one point in time, we had 163 members involved for one day of shooting. Yeah. For you're talking about a part of one episode of a TV show and 163 people.
Right.
It takes to pull that off. And another thing that I saw was, as a producer, director, anchor, host, what Jason Bateman did, it was amazing the day that we scouted Lover's Leap. Mm-hmm. Just the amount of attention to detail and care that he put into to scouting that. He literally spent close to 45 minutes, Kev, walking back and forth in silence,
right,
letting the creative juices flow, picturing ahead of time what he envisioned this shot that we got with the drone to look like. And it was just mind-boggling and very, very fascinating for me in my, you know, current profession to get to see the big dog and how they do right. it and how much goes into every little shot. And so to answer your question, it changed drastically from what I thought went in and what this took to put on a documentary series or a TV show or a movie. It was way more hands than I could have possibly imagined.
In terms of how TV shows and movies are shot, and this is small bananas in comparison, but like 30 years ago, I got to be an extra in a TV miniseries. I don't know if you remember North and South, the old with Patrick Swayze, the old ABC.
Definitely heard of it.
Okay. I was in Mississippi at the time, so I got to be an extra. And just to watch the scenes, I mean, one scene takes all day sometimes. I mean, different camera angles, different sound, different everything. And you're sitting there going, one of these has got to work for you. You guys still doing it? But you're right about the attention that goes into, you watch the finished product on your screen, and it's totally different from being there in person.
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, for people listening, I mean, mm-hmm. Kev's right. You talk about just one shot. One of our shots that we had in particular, it was really, really funny because it seemed like the same shot we did over and over and over, mm-hmm. and I couldn't pick up any differences.
Right, you're like, what are they doing different? Yeah.
JB goes, Jason Bateman goes, take again, another take. And, you know, so he sees something that wasn't perfect. Could be a shadow. It could be the gesture. It could be a lack of genuine emotion coming off of somebody. Whatever it is, it takes so much for one shot. As a matter of fact, we spent 4 hours one day getting one shot that I believe is only used as B-roll.
Oh,
I believe is only
B-roll, which means they're not even going to use it. You're not going to see it on the show, right?
Well, you will. It's like over a voiceover, for instance.
Oh, okay.
Like when
okay.
you start a show and they're talking about the restaurant, maybe you'll see the fountain and then the parking lot
right.
and then a sunset outside the restaurant. That'd be B-roll, the shots that goes over the voiceover.
Yeah.
So they spent 4 hours getting one clip of B-roll. You know,
did you get a chance to meet Laura Linney, by the way, who plays his wife in this show?
No, I did not meet Laura Linney because I was more on the production side with Jason Bateman's production company.
Okay.
I did get to meet the young kid that that plays his son in it. Okay. And he was the nicest guy. Actually, one of my extras, Cameron Myers is his name, Shannon Mossy Myers, her son. He was an extra for us, and he actually at Tucker Shucker's, one of the places we got to eat with the entire crew, which did a great job, by the way.
Great,
we were
man.
On the strip, and we had to find somewhere to serve us, you know, 120 people buffet style with vegan, vegetarian, chicken, beef, and we want some finger foods on top of it.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
And John Civitan and his crew down at Tucker's took great care of us. Well, actually, Cameron Myers, my extra, he got to sit across from that young man, and they became buddies. It was really, really cool down to earth he was. But no, I didn't get to meet Laura, unfortunately.
She was tremendous. She played Abigail Adams, John Adams' wife, in with Paul Giamatti on the miniseries on PBS, I think it was. And she was fantastic. I mean, I thought she was amazing there. So
she's gaining a lot of recognition. She's very, very well known and very well respected. I mean, the cast, I mean, Jennifer Garner as well in this series. I mean, the crew, the lineup of who they had involved, from everyone from locations to production supervisor to obviously executive producer and director and Jason Bateman. This series, they're expecting this to be one of the number one revenue generated series in the history of TV.
Yeah. Well,
so
my wife and I are planning on, we're going to be sitting there in front of the TV tomorrow night to watch Ozark on Netflix. It's really great. William Holt, it is such a pleasure, man. Thank you for bringing a little bit of Hollywood here to us today, too. I really appreciate that.
Hey, my pleasure. And I wanted to say, Kev, that was really cool, was just, you know, working with these people and the amount of trust they ended up instilling in me. I got to do some hiring on the series.
Yeah.
I was fortunate enough to hire my mom and my baby sister as the head of craft services. So they actually got to prepare food, drinks, snacks the entire week.
Nice.
The cast, and serve Jason Bateman, Laura Linney, you know, Jennifer Garner, these people. They actually got to serve them, including my parents' bar and grill, chances are. Got to do some catering. So it was just an incredible experience for me, you know, young 25-year-old Will.
Yeah.
This is his dream, you know, living, doing his dream job at Lake of the Ozarks, getting to be involved and then getting to bring his family on, you know, and they made me look great because Jason Bateman and the crew said, oh my goodness, Craft Services is best they can remember. And I'm like, oh, that's mom and baby sis.
Jason's going to text you and say, hey, dude, can you have your mom make some more of those whatever for us, you know?
What's funny is he likes special tea and he likes special Altoids. And my mom made sure, yeah, a certain flavor of sugar-free Altoids.
Wow.
And my mom made sure they always had them. My baby sister, Anne-Marie, even made a special run. And they commented on that.
That's,
you know,
so cool.
How great that was. One thing the Lake of the Ozarks needs to realize, we have a man working for the CVB as executive director, Tim Jacobson.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see in that series just how much he is doing to promote Lake of the Ozarks as far as, I mean, he would do everything from change trash cans to help out just to make sure that when people came to Lake of the Ozarks, they had a good time and they were well taken care of. And Tim Jacobson bent over backwards, and it was really cool to see him in his element on this series because he's doing some great things for the lake, and it was cool just to get to see Tim work that hard.
Well, watch this show take off and watch even more tourists find their way to the Lake of the Ozarks and the surrounding area just as a result of that show. I bet you it'll happen.
Not just that, but Missouri hopefully soon in the works going to become a film credit state where, you know, these big crews come down to Missouri and want to actually film TV shows and movies.
One thing I wanted to ask you, and I don't know even if you're privy to this, but does the show itself ever identify where in the Ozarks it is? Does it say we're in Missouri or Oklahoma or Arkansas? Do you ever know?
Oh, certainly. It's okay. Very, very
is it clearly staged? Missouri?
Lake of the Ozarks, Lake Missouri.
Okay.
You know, when he actually moves his family down here, you know, there's a shot of him driving over the Bagnell Dam Strip that you'll
cool.
get to see in there. And it's even a line, one of the lines, I probably shouldn't even tell you this, is that a small Missouri town, you know, so they know they're coming to Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri. If you see the trailer, you also see the overview
of the
I've lake.
That,
and it can give you chills being a Missouri guy down here at Lake of the Ozarks.
Just so you know, don't tell anybody that William just said that, okay? Just between you and me.
It's a little secret.
Okay, come on. We'll be in the know.
That'll be it.
William Holt from Lake TV. That is such a pleasure, man. Thank you for bringing a little bit of Hollywood here to us today, too. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, man. Anytime. Love to catch up. And thanks for having me, Kev.
Ozark tomorrow on Netflix with Jason Bateman. We'll be watching. I hope you will, too.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.